Trevor, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get into conducting?
Well, from an early age, I became obsessed with symphonic music. I used to have these home videos I would watch as a little kid. And my favorite ones were always the ones with the best music, particularly Fantasia 2000. And I would watch those on repeat endlessly. And it occurred to me that I've always had a sort of connection between my physicality and my enjoyment of music. For example, the last video on Fantasia 2000 is of the Firebird Suite. And there's a great climax at the very end, finishing with the final last note that just goes bang. And I would always jump off of my toy box at the exact moment just before that note would occur and land on the floor with a big thud. And I only realized recently that I remembered that I used to do that. So there is some connection there, but I was always obsessed with symphonic music and I wanted to understand it as best I could and to approach it in as intimately as possible. And I felt that the best way to do that was to conduct it myself.
Interesting. Okay. So how did you, cause you can't just say, mom, dad, I want to conduct, cause they can't buy you an orchestra like they could buy you, say, a violin or something. So how did you get your first practical start?
Well, I did actually start on the violin. I've got music in my family. My uncle's a professional violinist with the Vancouver Symphony, and my grandfather is a fiddler of old-time Canadian fiddle music. So I used to learn tunes by ear to play with them and eventually joined a youth orchestra. And ever since joining the youth orchestra, I sort of got to discover what the role of the conductor was all about. And that was immediately attractive to me. I really wanted to know what it was like to be in their position, to be in front of the orchestra and to be the one controlling balance and of course being the interpretive center of the piece in question. So
you, I understand, have studied under Marin Alsop and that you took part in the Orchestre Metropolitain's new conducting academy working with Yannick Nézet-Séguin. Huge names. How was it to learn under these incredible people?
Oh, it's been a fantastic privilege. I mean, these are conductors that I've admired since I was a teenager. So just being able to work with them has been a dream come true. And that dream is continuing to come true as I work at the TSO with lots of amazing artists coming through and more to come in the following 2 years. So it was a tremendous privilege. And each conductor actually has different sets of priorities and different perspectives, which all are very valuable to me. I think something that's really great about my path is that I've had the opportunity to study with lots of different people, and I find it very helpful to have different opinions, different perspectives come in, and as somebody who's coming into their own as a conductor, to be able to absorb those things and filter them through myself. And I think that there's only things to be gained by learning from different people.
Absolutely. Now, your appointment as the TSO's RBC resident conductor was announced back in June. When did your role actually begin and how has it been so far?
Well, it's been fantastic so far. So the first service week was at the end of September. So this week, I'm just finishing my third service week. I have sort of staggered weeks, so I'm not assisting every week. But in general, I'm assisting the concerts with Maestro Jimeno. And this is the third one so far. And it's just been nothing but an absolute pleasure. All the staff and musicians have been extraordinarily welcoming, very warm towards me. It's been a great working environment. I couldn't be happier.
Now, when you say that you're assisting Maestro Jimeno, what does that look like day to day?
Essentially, I prepare the repertoire as if I were to conduct it myself. Although what I am doing once I'm there is I'm sitting in the hall listening for balance, listening for how the articulation is coming across in the hall, ensemble issues even, depending. And I prepare notes, and Maestro Jimeno and I at breaks discuss the notes, and we sort out what can be corrected in rehearsal or if I need to talk to anybody in private. And it's just a way of really polishing the listener experience in the hall, because of course when you're on the podium you have a different impression of the sound than you would if you were listening at the hall. So some things you simply cannot catch on the podium, and that's where an assistant becomes useful.
It sounds like an amazing way to learn. So getting to work so closely with Gustavo Jimeno, what inspires you about him?
There are several things that inspire me about Maestro Ximeno. First of all, he's an extremely genuine person at all times, which is great because it creates a very open and collaborative and warm rehearsal environment. Also, he's extremely energetic and passionate on the podium, and his performances are always quite a transcendent experience. Thirdly, he's an extremely open person. There's no trace of ego. And what I really find refreshing is that he invites all comments I have to share, any thoughts I have to share at breaks when it comes to notes that I've taken in the hall. And that's been such a liberating experience because I can really not be afraid to share everything that I think. So I'm really enjoying working with him.
Well, it sounds like it's a rich experience already, and you've got, you know, almost 2 whole years to go. Congratulations, Trevor, on this appointment, and we look forward to seeing you on stage at Roy Thomson Hall very soon.
Thanks so much.